Hi everyone, I'm going to talk a little bit about TaskBox. We're going to talk about the need, the why, the when, and the what. I'm going to start out with the why. Why do you want a TaskBox, or why do you need them? This is for, can be for after school, it can be also during homeschool. One of the reasons is they're easy to do, they're easy to make, and they center around the goal that you want for your child. And the kids like doing them, and that's the why. What do you need to be able to put together TaskBox? Well, you're going to need boxes. You can have small boxes like the ones that you would put pictures in, and they come in multiple colors. You have a medium size box type thing. It could be a small bin, and you can have large ones like a shoe box or a little bit better. And you can buy these at different places, or you can make your own. But if you got shoe boxes, make your own boxes. You can find them at the dollar store or Walmart's or wherever you shop. There's usually something that you can find. So that's the need. And the other thing that you'll need is Velcro, and you'll need to laminate. And you can get a small laminator at one of the stores, and they're not much, and laminated paper you can order. They're very handy to have. I have one, and it's been a lifesaver. So those are some of the things that you're going to need to make these TaskBoxes. And now you know the why. So when do you use them and how do you use them? Well, you want to, if you're homeschooling, I would do 3 to 5 a day. And if you're a teacher, I would still do 3 or 5 a day for each student. Now, at the beginning, it's going to be a lot of work. But once you get into the rhythm of them and you are able to use them, the kids will like them, and it makes it your life so much easier. So once you get it doing them and you get a bunch of sets of them, you'll be able to do these pretty easy, and then you can change it as you go. So what are we going to work on? So I would put 3 different types of categories that I would be looking at. Fine motor control would be one of them, math, and then reading would be the other two. And you can do other things too. You can do science if you want to, and even social studies for that matter. So, but those are the 3 main things that I would focus on. So, TaskBox for fine motor, what are you going to put in it? You can put simply like Play-Doh or slime where they're moving their hands, or those cubes where they put them together and put patterns in there for them to make patterns of different stuff. That way they're using their hands and their upper body muscles, which they need to do, and to build that strength there. Because that happens with a lot of our kids. They don't have that upper body strength, and we need to build on that. So fine motor control can do that. Another thing is like little cotton balls where they put them in a bottle, or there's a ton of them on the web that you can find in different places. Just put in TaskBox in your search engine, and you're going to come up with a lot of stuff. I use Teacher Pay Teacher, and they have a mountain of stuff. They give you this stuff to be able to just to laminate, and Velcro it and put it in a box. For reading, I would do laminate and have pictures for like beginning sounds. Like let's say you got a paper and it's got P, N, and T. Then have pictures of things that starts with P, N, and T. And then have them match it. They take the pictures and what sounds like P, P, or what sounds like T, T, and so on and so on. And then the other one you could do is you have colored words, and then the colors, and they have to match the colors with the words, and they just put them, the Velcro, and they just match it, and that's it. Or opposite, make pictures of things that are the opposite, and like hot, something's hot or something's cold. And then CVC words also you can do, where they have the picture, like let's say it's a picture of a net, and then they have to find the word net to put on there, and just have them do that. And do that. Now, some of the times they can work independently, and sometimes you'll maybe need to sit with them, and especially at first, to teach them to, okay, today you're going to do this task box or this one. But they should have 3 to 5 of them a day and work on the goals that you're looking for. And that is just, it doesn't take long, and the kids like doing it. And, you know, you maybe have it like a 20-minute thing for 3 minutes, and they've hit three goals that you're looking for. So that's one thing that I really like about TaskBox is the things that they can work on. And then you want to change them up. And once you got the big picture of them, let's say, okay, you're going to work 5 days a week, and you're going to say three TaskBox, so that's 15. So you want 15 to 20 boxes. And then change them up a little bit. Find some other activities that you're working on. And if you want to do something like for science or anything, and put little kits in there for them to do little experiments, mixing colors to make colors is something that you could do. Social studies, if they're really young, the difference between city and farm or what city they live in, maps, those kind of things. If they're older kids, then you want to put older type things on. But I don't really go by their age, it's their level I'm talking about. You could have an older kid, but maybe only at a second grade level. And so these are some ways that they can learn to read and sound out things. Another thing is, a lot of times kids will know their sounds, but they're not decoding. So you want to put things in there for them to be able to decode. So they know the sounds, but then let's say they come across a word they don't know, and they'll just say the letter. So what sound does that letter make? And that's where you want to work with them when you're doing these task box. What letter does this make? There's a lot of activities out there, and I'm sure that you can find different ones that would fit your child's needs. So that's what I would do. Let's see, I lost my train of thought there for a minute. So anyway, back to what we were talking about. Another thing is, if the kids like water, you can there's a cue or letters you can buy, and they're in a bubble, and then have them like show them a picture of a word, say the word, pronounce the word. You know, if it's cat, pronounce the word cat, and then have them get the letters and say the letters as they're doing. Not just get the letters and put them in the water, but you got to sound out the cat. And then have them sound that out. That would be another thing that you could do with them too. And when you're homeschooling, if you're homeschooling or homework, it doesn't matter which one. Don't think about, okay, he's got to work from this time to this time. Just think of the tasks that they need to get done for the day, something they need to do. And then you can do what they kind of calling unschool, where, you know, during the day they're doing different activities that is part of their learning. They can learn through their environment. They can learn, if you're going for a drive, to name the streets and name the different places that they see. There's a lot of activities that you can do at home. Cooking is a wonderful thing to do with kids, and they can learn measurements and fractions with cooking, making some cupcakes or something, and decorate them in different ways. So anyway, though, back to my task box. Those are some ideas for some task box. Like I said, there is a mountain of information in there. It is a little bit of work at the beginning that you have to do to get the task box the way that you want them. But it is a lot easier just to pull out three or four boxes and say, this is what we're working on today. And it will help them, encourage them, and motivate them. Okay, what's in the box today? What are we going to do today? And they may have to repeat those things until they have acquired the skill that you're looking for. But I know you can do it. Now, today I'm not going to do a story behind this one, but this was a kind of a quick one that I wanted to do with task boxes. And if you have any questions, please email me at Debra, DEBRA 055@gmail.com. Hope you're having a blessed day. Talk to you later soon.